Fate Decrees, to my way of thinking, is a story of a person trapped by fate who faces eternity and yet never knows when she's going to die. Because each time she comes back to the mortal plane, she could die, her life could end. That's the thing that makes her unique in this instance, is that she's an immortal being with a mortal lifespan each time she returns to Earth. And her entire purpose is to defend an ancient set of gods who aren't entirely sure they want her to succeed each time.
How come you chose to decide to write a fantasy novel?
When I started writing, I tried a little bit of everything. But one of the things, when I was 17 years old, I discovered Terry Brooks when he wrote his first fantasy novel. And it was my introduction to epic fantasy, which is the type of fantasy that I love. And all through the years, no matter what I did, I kept coming back to it because I love the scope, the possibilities. And fantasy appeals to me more than science fiction because I'm not really technically minded.
Right.
So, and Greek mythology has fascinated me from the time I was a child, so it just seemed like a natural marriage to take this and turn it into something that could be a little bit epic.
Mm-hmm.
So with As Fate Decrees, you've got a book that could turn into an entire series because you've got the whole scope of time itself to explore, where I've created a champion who comes back repeatedly all through the cycles of time. And time loops and things like that I find fascinating anyway. That's one of the things that I wanted a very clear break, which is why I did part one and part two.
Right.
But also in part two, especially early on in part two, I still wanted those ties to the past, which is why I incorporated the flashbacks, because it gave you a feel for the past, the present are suddenly going to start merging within this character. So we had to still see her anchored in the past, but also coping in the present. So a flashback is a wonderful way to do that and to smooth the transition a little bit.
So what difficulties did you have going from writing romance to writing fantasy?
None at all. It was a natural marriage for me because, you know, you realize after you've read As Fate Decrees that the core of it, the entire subplot, really is a romance.
Right.
You know, it's Iphicles and Amarantha are like, you know, tragic star-crossed lovers,
mm-hmm.
at the core of it. And then, you know, enter the god of war who holds her destiny. How much more complicated can it get? You've got a love triangle right there. You know, and yet that's not what the story's about. But without it, there wouldn't be a story.
True, very true.
So it was a nice smooth merger as far as the actual writing went.
Good.
Because human conflict is what draws a reader in. And it's
right.
What makes the characters real to them. If your character doesn't have something that you can embrace and reach and identify with, you're not going to care what happens. Yeah, if you have that, if you have something that a reader can identify with, and something of themselves that they can see, then I think you've got the makings of a book that people are going to remember after they put it down.
So what character closely resembles yourself and As Fate Decrees?
I think I relate to all of them on different levels, but I don't think any one of them particularly resembles me. Usually what I do to make a character identifiable to myself, somebody that I can reach, is I give them one character trait, whether it's a physical thing, whether it's a hair color, or a personality quirk, a fear, whatever, something that's mine that I give to the character, and then they become a real part of me. But never have I ever written a great deal of my own personality into any character. So none of them, I would say, it really closely resembles me in any fashion, but each one of them probably has a little something of me in them. Right down to the bad temper in the God of War. Yes, I think, well, you have to balance out the sane part of your personality. You can't go mad in your head a little every now and again. And
do you find any differences in your books being published in print form versus online form?
Oh, yes, tremendous differences. The speed of things, everything is so much slower with traditional print, but there seems to be a great deal more care given to it. People take a more active interest in what you're doing. The editing process is wonderful because you get a chance to really look at things and I find with electronic publishing, everybody is so quick to get the story out there that you whip through things. You barely have time to look at a cover before it's up on a website. And the editor takes a couple of passes at the work and sends it off to a proofreader, and you don't even get a chance to look until it's out there. This has been my experience with it. It's the speed. On the one hand, it's lovely because you can say, my book will be out next month. But at the same time, you know, the book that you put out next month, probably, had it waited 6 months, would have been so much better. So you pretty well have to submit your manuscript as you expect to see it, because 9 times out of 10, that's pretty much what's going to happen. And I find in dealing with Edge and dealing with the print process and the traditional way of doing things, we've all had time to talk about what works, what doesn't. You know, I was sent 3 sketches to look at before a cover was ever commissioned, and it was fabulous being able to look at this and see the different interpretations and say, this is the one I like best. The editing process took long enough. I was able to look at it and really see where we could do some work on things. And, you know, I loved it. It's a slower pace, but I think it produces a much more polished and finished product. I hate to use the word professionalism because, you know, a lot of the electronic publishers are very professional in their approach, but it seems to me that if you take 2 years to get a book out, you're going to get a better book as a result of it.
They're more concerned with quantity, not quality.
Exactly. This book probably could have been published 6 times by any one of the electronic publishers that I work with, but I didn't want that. I wanted this book. I consider this my first real book, and I wanted it to be with a publisher that was going to treat it with the respect that I felt that it deserved, because I had put so much into it, the researching and into the writing, and I took my time, and I was willing to wait to find the right publisher for this book. And I was so thrilled when Edge wanted it, because we're Canadian, and the book has been accorded the respect that I feel it deserves, because it's something that I'm very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be able to say, this is a good book, and give it to somebody. And I don't always feel that way about the electronic stuff. The next fantasy novel is going to be pirates and sorcery and alternate worlds and this kind of thing, and it will not be offered to an electronic publisher. It'll
right.
go to a traditional... Well, actually, it'll go to Edge first, because Brian wants to see it, but...
Mm-hmm. So is there going to be a sequel for As Fate Decrees, or is this the...
I don't know. That's kind of up in the air. I think that'll depend on whether people want one. I certainly left it in such a way that it could have 12 sequels. It could be, you know, an entire series, because we've got the whole tapestry of time to tap into. You can create 1,000 different ways that the gods could have been threatened over several 1,000 years. So each one of them could be an adventure in the making. If the character is well-received and people do want a sequel, I'm sure I can produce several. No, the possibility is there. And in creating, setting it up in such a way that you have all of time to pick from, then this is it. Wherever the interest lies, you can kind of pick and choose and drop her down in there, and away we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I love writing historical. I love writing historical fiction more than contemporary fiction. For me, half the fun is being able to go and do all the research. And in the research, you find a lot of the minor plot points come. Things will present themselves to you. You could be reading, you know, a single paragraph can contain an entire story if you look at it the right way. As Fate Decrees, oddly enough, came as a concept just from reading that one piece of ancient poetry that's at the beginning of the book. That little poem inspired the entire story and creation. So there it is, you know, a piece of poetry that was written about 900 B.C. And an entire concept and novel comes out of it. So you just never know what's going to trigger the idea that will grow and work.
It's been great talking to you too, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk again.